Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
All right, Katie wants everybody to send some pictures in of Santa this morning.
Yes, please, because I can't be the only one that has seen him multiple times now. So I was driving on I-25 northbound yesterday, and in between Arapahoe and Dry Creek down here, yes, that's the perfect music. There is a Santa decoration on the side of I-25, and I saw it the first day. It's the second time I've seen it now. The first time I saw it, I was actually stuck in traffic, and I tried to grab a picture, but I know I'm not supposed to be on my phone, so I didn't try that too long. But then I saw it again yesterday, and I'm like, oh my gosh, it's just gonna hang out there. And
like
big guy didn't have enough time in December, like here he is again. Hanging out in the summertime looking for the North Pool. I am just like so excited. I don't know why it instantly put me in a good mood, but seeing Santa in the summer months, I was like, my dude. My dude.
Queasy 101 is freaking out right now.
I know.
Oh,
yeah,
my God. We're supposed to play Christmas music.
We beat him.
We beat you, Queasy.
Yeah, we did.
So what is it? It's just a decoration
it
then?
Is.
It's just.
And it's not an inflatable. It's like the metal kind of decoration.
Is this the one that goes on the roof?
Assembled?
Like
Yeah. So it's like the metal assembly decoration.
Why is this out right now?
With the Santa, you know.
And he's right side. Like he's standing.
He's on his side. He's had a little too much eggnog for sure. But it's just so funny. It is just such a sight to see in June in Denver, Colorado, a big Santa decoration on the side of the road of I-25. So if that is part of your traveling today,
if you're
making your
way,
I want to see it. If you can snap a picture carefully, someone in the car with you can take the picture. I would love it. Send it to the text line because that will make me laugh so hard.
It's Santa Watch in June. Yes. Santa Watch 2026. Yeah, anybody driving in that area, if you can get a snapshot of Santa, We'll post all of these on our Facebook this morning.
What was that area again, Katie?
Yeah, tell us the
streets. Northbound I-25 in between Dry Creek and Arapahoe is where you're going to see the big guy.
Is it a business? Is it a house?
No, it's on I-25.
Just right on I-25.
Just northbound I-25 on the side, on the shoulder, the left.
Just hanging out.
On your left, if you're going northbound, it's going to be right there.
No, it's ho-ho-ho. There you go.
Ho-ho-ho. Distracted driving with JKJ.
Please be safe.
And if you send pictures of reindeer, well, we may have a prize for you. I don't know. That's a feat.
Katie, you missed out.
What's that?
You missed out because you weren't in the studio and it was quiet and I was eating an apple.
It was crunchy.
That's about halfway through that biatch, and I looked over at Josh and I go, hey, I apologize. This is probably one of the loudest foods you can eat.
Pretty sure some of it squirted onto my face, too. Yeah. I was like, okay.
He was into it, though. I was just sitting here just crunching away on a big old Honeycrisp from Costco, and I was like, man, this is the loudest food you can eat with somebody else. I was almost disgusting myself out. I was like,
I didn't say anything. I didn't say anything.
I just apologize. I was like, I'm sorry.
Hey, you're getting your fruits in.
I guess. You know? Getting my fiber in.
That's right.
Getting my fibers in.
Fiber's about as annoying as protein right now, isn't it? Like, he just needs, I had no idea it was so important.
Yeah. Really?
Getting my fiber in.
I had no idea.
You know why I'm getting my fiber in?
Why?
I'm going to tell you a little story really quick.
Okay.
I went to the doctor yesterday. I just been feeling off. And yeah. I think it's menopause, all right? I think it's just menopause. I'm just off. And doc is like, hey, bro, let's run some blood tests. I mean, you just did your physical about 6 months ago. He's like, but let's just recheck some stuff. He's like, I'm going to add some things to it.
Oh.
Just to see if we can pinpoint why you've just been a little funky, you know? Not sleeping good, and we talked about low T and all that, and I'm like, hey, when does that start?
Yeah.
And he's like, well, now. Yeah. And I said the S word out loud at my doctor. I was like, S. So anyway, he's going to run a bunch of tests on me, which is funny to me. He's running a whole STD test on me.
Uh-oh. Should not laugh as hard at
that. I'm laughing at it because I laughed in the doctor's office. He's like, what are you? You got syphilis or HIV? And I was like, what?
I hope not.
I mean, you know, legitimate questions because I've just been fatigued and off. Yes, okay, well, that's fine. I go, hey, man, I've been with my wife for like 25 years. I was like, the risk is low. I go, unless she's, you know, I don't know what's going on, you know, when I'm not home. But I found that part incredibly funny. So anyway, so he does this thing. He's clicking away on his laptop, you know, initiating all these tests and everything that that he wants done on me. And then I go to a separate room where the lady draws the blood. Sweet little old lady.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. She's just the sweetest. I've seen her before. And we're in there just chit-chatting. And she's like, okay, we're gonna do this test and this test. And she's just kind of going through everything. She's like, oh, I need this many vials of blood. She goes, oh, and then did he tell you that he needs a stool sample?
Oh.
Oh.
You can't just do that on command. Like,
I'm like, is that where the syphilis is?
Oh.
Is that where you would find the syphilis?
So you have to take that home, right? That's a home sample.
Well, I panicked in the moment.
No, did you? You're like right there.
Because I was like, I'm at the doctor's office. I don't think I'm going to go down the hall and do that and bring you back like a turd on a napkin or something. I don't know how it works. What is that? Do they hold a Ziploc bag under me? Or like, how does that work?
On a cocktail napkin? What do you mean?
No, you'd need a brawny paper towel.
Heavy duty napkin.
And
right
I was
there.
Like, it was funny too because I kind of had just a stomachache yesterday too, like just nerves, you know, and all that.
This one's
and
I'm gonna
like,
be runny, Doc.
And I was like, this is probably not the best time to get a stool.
It's not stool.
I have had a lot of apples in the morning. I eat a lot of apples.
My fiber intake
is exquisite. I had a slight panic in the moment. Like, I'm going to destroy that bathroom because it's not going to be good, and I don't know how to collect it when it's watery.
It's on my hands.
They
it's
just
everywhere.
Look at it.
Help!
Sir, you're dying.
And the doc would come in and be like, yep, you got the syphilis.
He slips on it.
So anyway, no, she hands me this thing that they call that, like, I think they call it the hat or something like that. And it looks like a hat. It looks like it's got a wide brim on it and like a hole. It looks like a cowboy hat. And you apparently put that on the toilet at home, thank God. And you go in the hat and it collects it. And then she proceeds to tell me, she's like, she give me a cup. Like almost like a urinalysis cup.
Yeah, yeah.
She's like, we just need to fill it up to here. It's not much. She's like, just when you're at home, use a spoon and just spoon it in. Spoon it in?
Like ice cream.
Spoon?
I had no idea.
Am I going to use like one of our spoons from our silverware drawer?
No. Not the good silver.
No, I'm going to use a spatula or something.
You better use a plastic spoon.
I think I'll probably use it.
You know what I mean?
But then it's like, then it's in the hat.
Yeah.
What do you do with it? You only need a little bit.
Leave it for your son or something.
I should just leave it for Nick.
Yep. Leave it.
Leave the hat in the bowl.
In the bowl. Close the lid.
Surprise. Yeah, that.
I guess you just walk it out to the trash can or something on the side of the house and just plop it in, huh?
Yeah. Yes, you do.
So, anyway, I had to tell my wife and children about this last night at dinner, which made for a great dinner conversation. I honestly don't even know what they were looking for with that. Maybe somebody can tell me that the doctor.
Yeah.
But yeah, apparently they need a little some Jerapoo.
A sample.
Little Pooh Bear. Jerapoo. Yeah. Pooh Bear. And it was funny because, I mean, it is truly like a half an inch that they need. And the cups, you know, like, you know, two,
cup.
3 inches tall. And I told my wife, I was like, I'm going to fill this thing to the
what
brim.
What if you did?
Like, I'm going to fill it all the way up.
What if you just handed it like, Jared did good.
Stuffed.
You know what and I'm like cranking the cap on and it's coming out the sides. You know what the funny thing is, too? After I do it, I have to put it in the freezer. And I keep it in the freezer.
No.
So yeah. So it's going to be in there next to the Otter Pops.
No, not next to the Otter Pops.
Yeah, and then I got to take it back and just hand it to the lady at the front desk, I guess, is how they want it. She's like, just bring it back in and give it to the front desk. I go, oh, those poor people.
Oh,
here's my poo.
Crappy job.
Yeah. I might actually put it in the freezer next to the fudge sickles. That's where it should be.
Oh, there you go.
And don't tell the kids' friends when they come
confusion.
Over. Oh, my life. Would you like a promotion?
Yeah.
Would you?
Well, does it? Hold up.
Hold up.
Tell me more before I agree to it.
Well, I don't know. You'd get more money, a more prestigious title, but, you know, more work.
That. Yeah, I'm not a stranger to hard work, though. Like, I don't mind working hard.
Well, then you wouldn't fit into this story at all.
Oh.
Story here says Americans are turning down promotions due to burnout. People just don't want more work. They don't want to advance up the corporate ladder because they're just generally burnt out. They don't want a high-paying promotion. They just want to be where they are and just keep gliding along, I guess. Even though they got burnout, that's weird to me. Well, anyway, they want to prioritize work-life balance over climbing the corporate ladder.
That's a big part of it. I think also just the inclusion of AI and how everybody's job, like everybody's worried about it affecting their job first. But I think that companies are saying, well, hey, if you don't want to do this, we'll just get a robot to do it. So, you know what I mean? So there's a lot of that. There's a lot of that contributing to the burnout, I think, to where they're like, I don't want to have anything more, you know?
They say Americans are increasingly valuing mental health and well-being over a higher salary. Because at that higher salary, it comes, you know, you become a babysitter, too, of the people underneath you. And you just, I just don't have time
for
that.
More money, more problems.
Now, get this. Burned out Gen Zers. Gen Zers
are
already
burned
out.
How are they burned out already?
Yeah, I know. This is coming from the New York Post. They're claiming that Gen Zers and some millennials are so burned out in corporate America right now that they are taking mini retirements. They're looking to stop working for a while as part of an adult gap year or mini retirement.
We can take a gap year? Wait.
How do you do that?
What?
Well, you stop working. And you move back in with your parents, I guess.
Like, I didn't know this was possible.
This is new to me.
That seems to me like working backwards. Or going, but right? Like,
yes, because you would take a year off, and then you're basically going to be out of a job. Then you've got to start fresh somewhere else.
Yeah,
but the hashtag adult gap year is trending on TikTok, and thousands of youngsters are ranting about corporate America and instead just diving full into, like, side hustle culture. So I guess if you're doing a side hustle, you're not fully retired. But yeah, this story does go on to say that a lot of them are just kind of moving back home to, you know, help at home and make your cash stretch a little bit further. But you know how far that puts you behind, too, for his, like, retirement and all that and saving? And just keep working now and sock it away, and then you can retire at, like, 55, you know, and then enjoy your later years, maybe.
I don't know if that's going to be possible for this generation. I really don't. Everything's getting more and more expensive. I just saw a story that said, like, they looked at women specifically, and it's 84% of women aren't comfortable with their current salary. They're saying that cost of living is outpacing what they're making, and it makes them nervous. Yeah. So I don't know
if it's
just
women.
Even,
I think it's everybody.
Well, that
right?
was just specifically pointed at women. That study specifically was women. But I don't know if it's going to be possible for people to retire at 55.
Well, it is. You just got to cut back your streaming services. You got to stop buying the latest iPhones. You don't need to wear designer clothes.
But
you don't need to drive a Mercedes.
You don't need all those things. But even just cost of living in general, everything is increasing except people's pay.
Buy chicken, not beef.
I'm just saying.
Hey, with that being said, Katie needs a car.
Oh, yeah, are we saying this again?
Yeah, Katie needs a car. If anybody has a car for sale, hit up Katie.
Katie has a bike. Katie's fine. But
Katie's car went kaput out of nowhere, and Katie needs a car.
Can we just point out, Katie just paid off her car, and decided to, boom, no moss.
Katie will take anything right now, even if you have a little school bus. If somebody has one of those little school buses, we want Katie to drive that around and put the Mix logo on the side.
I'll get my commercial driver's license.
Yeah, let's
make
that happen.